is the gospel that was mentioned in our call to worship. Mark 11, verses 1 through 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and we'll send it back here shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches as they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Here ends the gospel reading.
The next reading is from the book of Zechariah, chapter 9. "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to your fortress, you prisoners of hope. Even now I announce that I will restore twice as much to you." This is the word of the Lord.
Our reading today comes from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. "In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Here ends our reading.
Heavenly Father, we ask that you would open our hearts and minds as we start out our Holy Week journey to receive the good news that you sent your Son for. We pray, Lord, that we would look with joy and expectation to what this week means and brings to us. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as we start off Holy Week and as we gather together, I have to ask, because it's always an interesting thing, of how many of you have ever purchased a read-through-the-Bible, one-year Bible? It's one of those weird things, the read the Bible in a year, it goes by many different names. One of those select, maybe it's an app that says, do this, and it's a reading plan to try and get through it in a year. Has anyone ever done that? I'm seeing no's, because it was interesting, I've shared it before, that this was one of those challenges, one of those things that when I worked at a Christian bookstore, it was probably one of the biggest sellers. Everyone would come in and buy these read through the Bibles in a year challenge books. And I thought it was ingenious when I was there because they even had dates on them. It would be the 2020, you know, the 2023, 2024 read through the Bible challenge, and they would have it with dates on it, so you would then say, oh, this is the date I have to read these readings. But what was disheartening, talking to the owners, talking to the people as I would work through trying to find what they were looking for, of many people who would buy them, went the plan to read through Scripture for the entire year, and then it would fall flat. They would come back in, buying other things throughout the year, talking about, yeah, it's not going as well, I have a lot of catch-up dates to do. Yeah, it's not going well. And then it would start being the, I'm going to try again next year. And they would buy these, and they would even try and resell them and go and donate them. And it was the issue of, we had to have a policy of, you can't buy back last year's read through the Bible challenge because no one wants last year's Bible. But think about that. You laugh at it, but the number of people that maybe it's not that, but going around in care facilities, so many people look through and they go and say, now that I'm retired, I'm going to blank. And I think I have about four people that say, now that I'm retired, Pastor, I'm going to go through and I'm going to try and read the entire Bible. I've been meaning to my entire life, but I've just always been too busy. It's maybe you have things that are on your list where you go, I'm just too busy, but now that I'm retired, or when I retire, I'm going to blank. Today can kind of feel like one of those days where we often wave our palm branches and we're excited, we're renewed, we're rejuvenated, we're going saying, this is what I'm going to do. But as the year, day, as everything goes on, it just shrivels up and our excitement just starts to fade. As we've been going through this time of covenants, as we've been going through promises, as we are now here for the promise that most of you listed off when we started off saying, what is the promise you remember? Your salvation. Well, we're here. We are at the point where we're being reminded of that. We are getting our hearts and minds ready, waving palm branches. But yet we often start feeling like we are just empty, dried out husks. And it's where it is the reminder. As we gather, as we come through, as we look at the promise that is here today at Palm Sunday, that it is not your promise, it is God's promise. Too often we can start looking and even seeing on a day like today that our waving of palm branches, well, it becomes the look at what I'm doing. Look at what the crowd was doing as they were so excited. It could be so easy to even have a sermon that's up here, me telling you, look at the excitement as we sing hosannas, as we go and shout joyfully, as we wave and are so filled with energy. But if that's all we end with, well, in a year's time, we're going to be shriveled up and dried out. That's not the point, because think about it from the perspective of all of these different people that were there. The crowds were coming from all over Israel to celebrate Passover. The crowds were coming as they had been hearing Jesus and hearing of him. And now, what is he going to do? They don't know. They have no clue. And whatever their guess might be, as they are thinking that he is coming as king, isn't what we hear in Scripture. I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee you the odds of anyone looking and saying, oh yes, Jesus is here to die on a cross, was not on any of their radars. But even worse than that, if it wasn't one of the followers, think of the 12. Jesus goes and tells them, go, and you will find a donkey tied up. Imagine if someone just tells you, go find a donkey, and when he asks you, what do you need? The Lord has need of it. And he'll go, okay, that's fine. If someone just comes to you and says, can I borrow your car? The Lord has need of it. You won't just say, sure, that's going to be fine. But that's the glory of this day. Throughout this whole interaction, Jesus continues to show he isn't just being passive and foreseeing what's going to happen. He is active in what is happening this week. As all the crowds are going and saying, Hosanna, glory to the King of David, the Son of David, the one who is finally here. He is the one that has been pulling all of the strings all along, just as he has been pulling the strings in your heart and my heart and in our lives. He is the one who is there for you. He is the one that continues to show that he is there, even when everything seems confusing and daunting. And he continues to show that, as he'll do the same thing in a few chapters in Mark, when he goes and tells them, go and you're going to find an upper room, because they didn't make any registrations and didn't prepare a place. And this is along the lines of good luck finding a hotel room, let alone a room to try and host a party with you and all of your friends. And sure enough, they find an upper room. Brothers and sisters, we often get so caught up in everything we think we want to do, think is going to happen, try and find out how we can do it, that we miss sight of the Lord who is there constantly telling you that he is there for you. The good news that is there for you. And what is he saying is that good news? His willingness to go to a cross to sacrifice himself for you. It's not about what we say, here's my good intentions, here's my plans. If only when I think I'm going to, and I will then be able to wave my palm branches if I could. He knows more willingly and more quickly than we are what's going to happen to all of our plans. He knows where all of those plans will lead. But we have a Lord who has come to fulfill what was promised of old because it was his plans of old. He has come to go and show that he is heading to a cross, and he has made everything line up perfectly for that. And so, as we come to Holy Week, as we come to this day, just imagine what it would be like if you lived your life of faith, if you lived your life out hearing a Lord who continues to say to you, I know you don't understand all the ways that this is going. I know that it might seem confusing, that I might be asking you to go out on a limb here, but trust that I know where this is going because I have shown you already where it's been. And so as we gather for Holy Week, for Good Friday, as we gather celebrating on Easter, we already know the end of the story. We already know that this isn't the end of our praises and hosannas. We already know that we have a Lord who has given you good news. Don't lose sight of the greatest news that you hold. Let that continue to renew you as we look to all the things that can just dry us out and make us say, I didn't. Look to the one who says, I did. May that peace be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.